once again before you. A word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your mercy that has been with us since we came. We appreciate your blessings in the past services and the week that ended yesterday. Thank you for your watchful eyes upon us, your goodness and your grace and your mercy upon individuals and families, healing of the sick and the afflicted. Thank you, dear God, for always there to thwart the plans of the enemy on behalf of your children. We are grateful to you. Thank you, O God, for the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. And we thank you, O God, for the worship service. We thank you for special members. We thank you, dear God of heaven and earth, for your promise concerning each of our garden, that when we are assembled like this in your name, you promise to be there in our midst. While we are already witnessing your presence, we just look up unto you for one of your blessings as the service progresses, dear Lord. Be gracious unto us. We don't know the last service that will happen before the rapture or before we have the privilege to be fellowshipping together as Lord. That's one of the promises, that a time is coming when gatherings, fellowship like this will become your fond memory. Before then, dear Lord Jesus, walk upon everyone. Help us to be prepared and be made ready so that when you come, all of us will go with you. That's our desire and our prayers. Don't want the family ways to be broken. May you walk upon every member of each family. Grant it, dear Father. Lord, we want to remember those that have requests, some of the birthday people, asking for your grace and blessings as the journey continues. May you grant unto them as they have desired. Remember the neighbor of our brother, Daddy Ogo, for healing and for salvation. May the Holy Spirit touch him and perfect his head to the glory of your name. I will commit the daughter also that is starting her exams next week, that you grant her wisdom, retentive memory and understanding. Make us successful, dear Father. Your servant, O God, that have traveled to Sapele, while we thank you for joining my sister to take him there. Thank you for being with him since he has been there and for making him a channel of blessing. We commend the rest of the stay unto your hand, which is today. We pray, dear Father, you strengthen him and be with him again and make him a channel of blessing to your people. When we'll be returning back to Ibadan tomorrow, granting journey mercies. And Lord, as he also plans to take another journey on Tuesday, Lord, to travel to Ghana, may you be with him. And Lord, go before him and go with him, dear Father. Everywhere we go, may he be a great blessing unto your people. Watch over his home in his absence. Watch over the church of God also. Thank you, dear Father. Your servant in Bakatari, may you be with him. And make him a great channel of blessing to the people. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we look up unto you for your mercy in this service, that when the service will come to an end, each one of us will have a testimony that, Lord, your grace and your mercy have located us, O Father. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. You can please be seated. We welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. And may we all live together in that first-class city, where we'll part no more, where we don't need aeroplane or train or cars or anything there, because we travel like a thought. When you think of somebody and the person is like a Sokoto, as you think, you find yourself there in 1 second. That is the mode of transportation in the first class city. As you think, you are there. When you feel that you have played with this one enough, and you think of, what about, can I see Brassam? The next second, you are there with him. So, that is how it's going to be. So, it's not going to be a stress at all. It's to be wonderful. May we all be there. While the walls loose upon me as I struggle along, They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing. How I wish they could see. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, for your blessing on me. That's the roof of above me. Have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. Yes, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, and a fine family. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Testify of your goodness and of your mercies and of your salvation and of your healings and of your provisions and of your deliverances and of your blessings. We are grateful to you. None of us is sleeping on the street, and we have clothes to wrap our body. Every day that opened, you gave us food to eat. And Lord, we don't walk barefooted, we wash shoes. We thank you for your mercy upon us. Dear Jesus, It pleased you so well also that you brought us to the light of this hour, not to be in darkness. When the prophecy has gone forth that there is darkness over the earth and gross darkness on the people, your word has spoken to us to arise and shine, because your light has come. Thank you, dear Father. You refer to us as children of the light, and you told us to walk in the light. We grateful unto you. Be with us again as we fellowship around your word. May your word, Lord, shine more upon our souls. May quicken every dead sea, dear Father. We pray, dear Lord, that you draw us closer unto yourself. May your word bring healing, both spiritually and physically. May be strength to weak bodies. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. St. John chapter 6, read from verse 16. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Then said Jesus unto the 12, "We also go away." Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and assure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. We trust the Lord that we, for today, put this sermon to rest, because others have been peeping since but couldn't come, because I don't want to abandon the sermon uncompleted. We've been speaking for some time now about three kinds of believers, and thus far we have spoken majorly about the believers, and because they are the ones that truly, truly believe. In this sermon, if you don't mind, go to paragraph 139 as we proceed. Paragraph 139. Then secondly, there comes now the unbeliever. Let's speak of the unbeliever next. What does the unbeliever do? We see the believer. What? Accepts the word. The believer does what? Accepts the word. Every race, every generation, from all the way from Noah, all the way up, what they do was to accept the word for their time. Because each age has what is called the present truth. Today, if anybody is building a physical ark somewhere, calling people to come and enter inside, because flood will come, me, I will not enter. The reason being that God did not promise it for today. But there was a day that God promised it. Those who failed to enter that time, what happened to them? They perished. And there was a time that even the flood have not yet come, but Noah and those who believed his message were already in the ark, and it was locked by God. The same thing we still repeat today, that a time is coming that the door of salvation will be locked, and the rapture have not yet taken place is part of the message of the hour. As at that time, there is no more salvation, no more forgiveness of sins, no more anybody. If you go and be baptized at that time, you just went to bath. And it doesn't do you nothing. But this is the time. Like the Bible says, this is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable time. Like we had it in Sunday school, one day to expire. And that will be all. All the way up, we could take 6 months of revival right on that right there. Bringing up the characters. You know, we have gone on several characters. I just don't want to repeat myself today, because once I touch one like this one, the inspiration will start bring the other fresh tea again. Then we'll be rotating on that spot. But I just want to finish this sermon. Bringing up the characters, they believe. Those ones that we have been mentioning, they believe. They believe it is recorded in their against their name that they were believers in their time. And up till now, they are still believers. Though the prophet said that, like in the fifth dimension now, there is no unbeliever there. But their belief, those ones they are believing, is too late. They believe, they don't question. That's believers. If they understand, if they don't understand, they still don't question. Before somebody can be like that, there must be something that God will have done in the person's heart for him to get to that spot. That even what you don't understand, you find that you can still not question it. May God give us understanding as we proceed. The believer believes it regardless of what it sounds like. The way it sounds to the air, the believer believes it anyhow. If you look at the thing that Peter said, when he said, "To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." What made them to believe was not because of understanding. What made them to believe was because of the source where it came from. The person that spoke it. The person of life. The person of eternal life. The person that know the end from the beginning. The person that have answer to every question is the one that spoke it. And you know that whatsoever Jesus said, you can't question it. You understand it, you don't understand it, you can't question it. If you watch when all the disciples were called, in the calling of the disciples, for when Jesus was telling them to follow him, like I preached here a couple of times on the calling of God. The prophet said, just as the calling of Abraham was supernatural, he said the calling of every believer today is also supernatural. Each of those ones, where they were, Jesus will just get there and say, "You follow me," and they will follow. Without asking questions. And this is a man that doesn't have anything to display. He didn't arrive at the place with a big white horse that shows he's worthy. He was walking on his feet. Boat he doesn't have. Not to talk of sheep. He cannot boast of an accommodation to his name. The prophet talked about when he read the history of Lazarus then, that Jesus, when Joseph, the foster father, died, that Jesus came to live with them. It means that he himself doesn't have a good accommodation. That's why I have to go and live with these people. He was a squatter. Until one time they asked him a question, where really are you dwelling? He said, the son of man knows where to lay his head. He said, first is half old, the best half nest. Say, but the son of man knows where to lay his head. Then some people look at it. Somebody that doesn't have accommodation and is calling people to follow him. Then follow to where? But it was like that when some still follow him, including Matthew that was working in custom office, which is one of the best jobs in the land. He didn't even wait to write his retirement letter. He just got there, see him writing his receipt. He said, "You follow me." And he just dropped the receipt and he followed him. If it is not supernatural, I think a normal human being will do like that. The prophet preached in this tomb, shall we go, tomb will we go? He preached it both like that. He said there must be something special that Jesus had that made these people to follow him. And he listed seven things and he preached on them.
Don't let's go that way. Otherwise, now I told you before. Yeah, I mentioned one character. That's how we'll be rotating. So let's proceed. The believer believes regardless of what it sounds like or what anybody has got to say about it. A believer does not care what somebody else has got to say. Hey. Me and somebody were not called the same deal. I was called a low. You are called a low. We only came here to meet ourselves. I met some people met me. But two of us were not together, say, okay, you and you. It was individually that God dealt with us from our different places. There are many of you that will never have met, if not for this message. Will never have met. From my village there in Elisha, so many of you have gone there. When I lost my dad and when my mom passed away, many have been there. In that village there, there is no bank in that village. There is no institution in that village. There is nothing in that village. For many years till I even left the place at the age of 19, there was no electricity. There was no tarred road. The only means of accommodation was foot wagging. Somebody that had motorbike there is a millionaire. As far as we'll be looking at the person with the open. Not to talk of a code de lonimoto. Ah! That person is Dangote of our town then. That's from where I came out. We have been to Apana, where Pastor came from. There is no beauty in the town that we should desire it. But that is where Pastor came out of. From there, first of all, to Ondo. He didn't come to Ibadan Street. After some time, he now came to Ibadan. Just to stay with his auntie, and then maybe we start walking. You and sister. Gradually, all things were unfolding and unfolding until you come and see. That is how many of you came from different places. And sometimes when you sit down to think of those paths and upgrade, you wonder, God walk in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. All right. The believer believes it. Believes what? The word. Not the creed, the word. Not the denomination, the word. Not what somebody else says, what the word says. See, even this small we have read is not for a service. If it is understood. The things that we come to preach here, that we sweat and jump up and down, all the effort we are trying to do is to point people to what the word has said. And the Bible is also in your hand. It's in your phone. You can also read it. But somehow, to many, when it is read, there is no understanding. Like the school teacher said, discernment. You just read it, and just like letter, like newspaper, and you go. But this word that is in this place, that is the mind of God for you and me on how to live our life here on earth and be pleasing to Him. The reason you see characters in the scriptures, like the New Testament said, it said, we that the end of the world have come to meet, that we have people which are witnesses. Those people are live as examples that we can look at their life and look at Abraham, look at Moses, look at David, look at all of them. We see the things they did that God approved. We see the things they did that God did not approve. You don't need to go and copy what somebody does that was not approved. You cannot say that because David was a man after God's own heart, and then he committed adultery, and you now say that it means that if somebody committed adultery, he will see. At that time, you are not a man after God's own heart. Because the result of what he did when it was brought to him, his own judgment was death. There was no mercy in his own judgment. When Nathan brought the thing to him, the way it looked in the sight of God, it came in a parable. He said, Your Royal Highness. This was Nathan that the previous time he came to David, he was talking about building tabernacle. He said, whatever is in your heart, go and do. This time around, he came with a parable. Your Royal Highness. Say, there are two men in your kingdom, and the king balanced himself. One of them was very wealthy, having about 500 sheep. The other one was very poor, has only one little lamb. And he treated that one like his only daughter. Say, do you know what? When this wealthy man got a visitor, instead of taking one out of this 500, he said he went to go and take the only one of this and then use it. In fact, he didn't even allow Nathan to finish the story, because that was not where the real story ended. The real story ended when further that he went and killed the owner of the lamb. That was the continuation of it. But David didn't allow Nathan to finish it before he released the judgment. He said, death is just the person must die. Not only that one, after he don't die, I don't know how a dead person will come and do that one. That. He said, we see the store fourfold. Not even twofold now, fourfold. Which it should be one out of the two. If he's going to restore fourfold, let him restore fourfold. If he's going to die, then let him die. How does a dead man still come and restore fourfold? That I don't understand. But that was David's judgment. Then Nathan said, King, you are the one. Then the story changed. Then he was weak. Then he was tired. Those things are written there. And if you read the chapter where it is, the beginning of it was that the time kings go to war, David stay back in Jerusalem. That was his mistake. That's where the real problem starts. If he was in the battle, he wouldn't have done that one. He wouldn't have seen Bathsheba. But it was out of place. Which that is also when we get into trouble. When we are supposed to be in God's presence, we are somewhere else, out of our own making. We will get in trouble. Amen. The believer believes the word, not the denomination. Most of the churches today, when you tell them anything, they will say, our church. Christ Bride Tabernacle. Nobody teaches you our church here. Nobody teaches you our church here. What we place before everybody is what the word says. That's what we establish. Our church is not the standard, but God's word is the standard. That's what key denomination. Say our church. Our church. Our GO. Our bishop. This is what they said. But when you ask them, this that your GO have said, is it according to God's word? Sometimes the discussion will go so much until we show it to them plainly. They say, well, I will go and ask our bishop. And once you go and meet that man will just carry the whole thing and bury it for him. Because he's a blind leading the blind. And the Bible says both of them will fall into the ditch. Now remember, that is the believer. The believer doesn't question. The believer doesn't say, how can it be? This is where we have what God, the mind of God, the mind of God for our sisters or for all females is that they are born as Nazarite. And as Nazarite, from the day of their birth to the when they will leave this earth, razor ought not to touch their head. They are supposed to leave their ear uncut. Believers believe that. Others will say, we put questions to it. Why? Until some people that claim to be the message will say, there are these small, small girls. Tell me, where is these three things that there are small, small girls? It's not written anywhere. They ask Abraham a direct question. That if somebody trimmed the end of his hair, is it a long hair? He says, it's no longer long hair. When part of it is cut off, it's no longer long hair. Even the remaining may still be as long to the buttocks. In the sight of God, if that word is written, The glory of God has departed. I know that amen will not be much, but that is what we are talking about. It is only believers that say, once he come out from the mouth of the Lord, he settled. You might have done it before, but if you are not aware that that is what the word says, the moment you are now aware what the word says, if there is a deposit of this word in your heart, in the form that we call it the seed of God, right there in your heart, say, God, forgive me for the past, so I will never do it again. Period. That is a believer. The believer doesn't question. The believer doesn't say, how can it be? If I can get it explained, which explanation? That is the unbeliever. Oh. But it is the believer that no matter what it is, if it is the word, it is the word. That is true. That is the believer. Amen. Husbands should love their wives. That's what the word said. Is that not what the word said? That's what the word said. The reason why there are crises in marriage is that many marriages are based on infatuation. I was telling my family that, look, some just cash one coat and they run a wire with it without bringing others to it. Say if it is love. There are fake love. Amnon thought he loved Tamar. Are you with me? Until this love was making him to get sick and he was getting lean, reducing, shedding weight seriously, until Jonadab is asking, you as a priest, the son of the king, in the palace, that there is nothing you want that you don't get, why are you getting lean? He said, come, let me tell you something. My heart, I'm really burning, my love is burning for my sister. But you know the closeness, we have sister, just, see, so, that's the T.O. He said, is that what you are leaning at? You have told me I have the answer. Go and disguise as if you are sick. Go and disguise that you are sick. When you say you are sick, then you stay inside on your bed. By the time that you stay there, then we will tell the king, then your sister will come. When she come, you are a man, you know what to do. And they did it. When they finished the act, when he forced the girl, immediately they finished it. That seeming love turned to hatred. Until he called people, boot out this woman from here. That is how what we call love, most of the love is. The love, if it is the flesh you love, that one will not last more than 1 week. After that one, Okwari, beauty expires. Beauty, it expires. Brother Abraham said, after the woman gave birth to one or two children, some of them, they lose some of their teeth. You wake up one morning and see what to have married. Then you will find that the teeth... One of the marital crises that we are talk of that is killing. The wife, according to, very, very pretty. Extremely pretty for beauty. Character is the beauty. A woman that Yoruba said that, you cannot have Orioko when you don't have character. Some men, they are the one that will determine to deface their wife. To match the beauty, to bring it to, so that, because when the real person come out, that's when they will now know that a demon is inside this woman. We thank God for the message of the hour. May the Lord be our help. Upcoming guests, listen. List these older ones that you see that look as if the beauty has faded away. Go and check their picture at 18:20. Compare it to yourself. And be honest. Majority of them were more prettier than you. Yeah, very, very pretty. On the Nigerian Ministers group, I was looking at Brother David Ogoro or something. Puji, something 31 years old. I commented the way I commented because of the crisis that is on. That's why I commented. That 31 years of togetherness is a good, I forgot it the way I put the comment now. Is something of emulation, whatever. I just put something there. I purposely put it there. Let the people read. Let them read. They are reading. If you see the lady, very pretty. This Brother David's wife, Ogoro. The very pretty, the man, handsome. 31 years ago. Look at what the man has become now. Again, with accident that finished a part of him. If it was the strength, the man, the youth of the man that the woman, when this accident, fire accident, finish him, that will be the end of the law. And it can happen to either. Can happen to the man, can happen to the woman. There must be something that will tell you that this is your wife or this is your husband. The days of ignorance God wink at. Now, the truth is so plain. Brother Abraham said, you have to pray over it endlessly. He said, remember that the vow is until death. People bring up all kinds of stories now to try to say that the vow does not hold. The vow holds. Who tell you it doesn't hold? You don't hold with it. The vow holds. Tell you it doesn't hold. It holds where? You put your hand in another woman, you can't have access to this pulpit as a minister. Friendliness does not come inside. Look. I don't follow a man to some extent. No matter how much we laugh with ourselves. When it comes to some policies, I'm telling you. And thank God that the same thing is what the pastor will do. And so somebody might say that, what about if you are not there? It's the pastor that is there. He will do the same thing. I know him too well to know what he will do. There are people now that have been away from this pulpit because of misbehavior for many years. Not that anybody drive them. Their own life drove them. They are afraid to call. May God be our help. A woman must be subject to the husband in all things, except when the subject is contrary to God's word. That is the only injunction the prophet put. When the man wants you to do something that is contrary to the word of God, then God first. Children must obey their parents. Except when the parent is asking you to do something contrary to God's word. If he asks you to go and buy cigarettes, come. For that, if you have come to the age that you know what you are doing, you say, I'm sorry, sir, I will not be able to do that thing for you. Brother Abraham was still a little baby when he was carrying the thing for the father. That way, I will do that thing. He doesn't have a choice. He does not know anything. So don't tell me, say, the rabbi was carrying the thing for father to make Jembele. He was a kid and doesn't know nothing. May the Lord be our help. 142. We'll tell the unbelievers, we find out that they did all right as long as they get patted on the back and called disciples. Now the joy of a man should never be that I'm a minister. The joy of a man should never be I'm an officer. The joy of a man should never be that I do this in church. It doesn't matter what to do in church. The prophet said, there are scrap heaps of ministers and Christians along the way. Is it because they did not enter into it right? The joy of anybody
is only that you recognize that I am a son of God, or I'm a daughter of God, I am called of God, my sins are forgiven, and I'm living according to God's word on daily basis. That is the joy of the believers. Any joy after that one, they are joy that will fade away. Joy that will come to an end. But Robert said, these unbelievers, they did well as long as they are patted on the back and called disciples. As long as everything went fine, they were all right. Maybe they ask, Baba, can I get 5,000? You get. Rather, can I get 10? You get. You go to pastor, can I get, this is an old man, 5? You get. Then, amen, glory, Lord is moving in our church. That is not how the Lord is moving in the church. Because it will come to pass, when you will go to Baba, you say, sorry, bro, I don't have. Nevertheless, maybe the next Sunday you now see him with a new cloth. You say, see now, this Baba. He's not honest. He's not. He is sincere. He is honest and he's sincere. Did you know how he get the suit? He might have bought it and sold it and kept it in the house. Somebody might have given it to him. Somebody might be giving the money and say, use this one to buy a suit. The money I'm asked to buy a suit, I don't need to give it to you. Take this money and buy suit. I will go and use it to buy suit. What? Unbelievers, they remain in the church and they are happy as long as things are moving fine. If that is what your joy is based upon, it will turn to sorrow, one of these days. Because a day is coming that the place you normally used to know nowadays with phone, some person will send text to up to 10 people for the same thing. Text message, and then you wait for harvest. Go ahead. It will expire one day. These are bad sermons, right? Once in a while, we have to preach it. We have to preach it once in a while. Heaven cannot fall. The world will not come to an end. Parapata, you carry your bag. Before you come back, somebody is already on your seat. You stay away for 1 week. The next week you are coming, your seat is already occupied. Unbelievers. But when this prophet that they believed to be a prophet and known was, that could eat the sick and so forth, what did he do? When the real truth and the rebuke came, contrary to what they believed, they couldn't take the word. That is what used to show where whatever is inside each person. Where everything is moving fine, people are blooming. Glory to God, this church is the Lord is moving. Okay, let's see how the Lord is moving. When the ass come down and hit it hard, maybe on your weakness, maybe on this one, then let's see how you take it. Let's see how you take it. There is nobody that cannot be corrected. There is nobody that cannot be rebuked. In most cases, when the preaching is going on, you don't even know where it is going. It's just going in. If you fall your own side, that is your lot for that day. Why somebody else is jubilating that, thank God for today. One day the prophet preached a message, and the prophet said he believed that he touched practically everything. Then after the service, somebody said, praise God today. This man's preaching, not touch me at all. The prophet said, I thought he must be a wonderful Christian. He said, then somebody told him that this person so is the chief gossiper in the country. Just because the preacher did not talk of gossip that day, then that is his joy. Maybe you are just talking about drinking, smoking, and you know, smoke, you know, drink, talking about this one, you know, do. The ones you do is as evil as these other ones that have been mentioned. They are all works of the flesh. They could take the miracles and they perform them, the unbelievers. They went out and cast out devils, preached the word, and still unbelievers. Matthew 10, he sent them out two by two, the 70, and they cast out devils. You know, remember it was Jesus that gave them the power. It was Jesus that gave them the power. And this same power is what is being exercised in every denomination up to now. Where things happen. Of course, there are churches where they go extra length to go and go into maybe occultism, some to pull members, some to make things to happen or whatsoever. It is not what they do that make anything to happen. It's the faith of individuals. Because before any of those miracles happen, they still talk about God's word. And these people come believing that this man is completely innocent and pure and holy. And they lift up their faith to God and cry unto God. God is hearing the cry of the person that is in need. It may not be the evil cry that is shouting on them, but is hearing the cry of the need of the people. If you look at Genesis, when Hagar carried Ishmael, and Ishmael cried because there was no water. Hagar too was crying, but the Bible said that God heard the cry of the land, because it's a natural seed of Abraham, and he must get his own blessing. That was what God responded to. His children that are in Egypt comprises of mixed multitude, both believers, made believers and unbelievers, all of them cried. God heard their cry, and he brought them out. These same people, many of them are rebels. Rebels. And their rebellion started just immediately they left Egypt. Asking Moses questions. Did we tell you? Is it by force? Did we tell you? Are there no grace in Egypt where we can be buried if we die? Why did you choose to bring us to this place so that we die here? Eh? What type of message are you bringing? What type of this your message of the hour? We don't understand it. These are the things we are telling you before to let us stay in Egypt. Did they tell him to let us stay in Egypt? Hypocrites! He would have cried under the touch of the taskmasters. Because the first fire, they couldn't even stand it. And they cast out the devil. In some way that Jesus rejoiced and said, I see Satan falling like light from heaven. See, they cast out devils. Judas right with them. Here comes the unbelievers. But as soon as Jesus began to say that he was something, that he was the resurrection, he was the life, what will you say if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he come from? He said, now, this man trying to say he come from heaven. That's too much for us. We can't believe it. Say, what is it? The flesh that you are talking about, it profit nothing. It is the spirit that quickens. Jesus doesn't preach his sermon to make the people's head to swell. When he multiplied bread for them, they ate and they were looking for him to make him king. Immediately they come, he gave it to them straight. Say, you are not looking for me because of the bread. I mean, because of the word of God that you had. It's because of the bread. Is it labor not for the food me that perish? Amen. There you are. The spirit quickens the word. It is the spirit, not the creed. The spirit of the Holy Ghost quickens the word to you and becomes alive. And there you are. You see it. By faith you see it. You know it is so because the word says so. And the spirit quickens the word to you. There you are. Now he said, and as soon as we did this, we find that the unbeliever, when you say something that they don't agree with, they walk out on you. I just want. Oh, that's getting so dense in the world today. Do you know that there are some people here that doesn't stay put in the services? There are people that does not stay 20 minutes out of the 2 hours preaching. I am telling you the truth. That's how they've been walking up and down like Lot's wife. They will stay put. These 2 hours, some will go and buy water and spend 30 minutes. So I went to go and buy water. In your school, don't you spend 2 hours lessons constantly? Do you leave the school or whatever to say, yes, I want to go and buy water? During the setting They might say they don't drink this one that we have here. They bought tap water. They may say it's not okay for them. Fine. Why don't you buy the water when you are coming? Since you know that you used to drink water, why don't you buy while you are coming? 30 minutes skinny, many will not even come. Sunday school, people will be sleeping. During the worship service, you will not buy the water. It is exactly when the preaching is getting dense, you see the people moving. With the watch, with the sea. And they will go alaram rami like that. God be merciful to you. Everybody is here for something. Whatever you are here for, you will get it. Say this man, we just congratulate him. He had a bad day yesterday. Supposed to do something today. Look. May the Lord be our help. I thank you for the witches, including the singing and the gift, everything. We have thank you for it. This session is another thing that we have to look at. A man that will stand here and deceive the ears of the people is very wicked. It's very wicked. Amen. Right. They gather in. I notice at meeting. You can see the same thing Abraham is saying here. They gather in. I notice at meetings. They will gather in great crowds. And you stand up, start saying something. Now, as long, and we said they are just watching, just waiting. Then as you say, now Jesus can identify himself as the Messiah because that he was a prophet. That job is done full. Away it goes. The same thing I was saying, the prophet is saying here. So also, we see people that when the preaching reaches some areas, they go out. I've watched where some will go out like this. I'll be looking at the time. 20 minutes, you will not see them. Read they watch. To begin with, who pull you from your house? Do we mark register here? We don't mark no register. You come here to serve God, and it's between you and God. If you didn't come, you didn't come. That jug is food. Away it goes. Away they go. What is it? Unbelievers. We are not going to say this brother is this brother is this, or this sister is this one. But which one do you fit? Your system, which one does it fit? I've said this several times that for people that work in their offices, some will have meeting for 3 hours. And you dare not be walking up and down. People that work in offices, they know now. Walking up and down. Even the children you take care of, you go to, that is part of the preparation for service. You got to pray for your children that evil spirit will not jump on them. One time, Brother Abraham said his daughter, I think Becky was crying so bad that God told him that this thing is targeted to your, for your ministry. So then he said, hand me that baby. Then he rebuked that enemy. He said, from that time, she became the quietest among the children. He said, but you have to have it in you, though, before you can do it. If you don't have it, you bring the request. Don't just be satisfied with you're okay. One day after, we will leave you here. Now you say you are making that up. I am not. You know, people, they will be resenting what the prophet is saying. That is when he made that kind of statement. Now you say you are making that up. I am not. I'm saying just exactly what the Bible says here. They were unbelievers. And they walked out. Though they were disciples, but it was contrary to what they said. This, who could believe a thing like that? We have room for question and answers. Suppose you are not sure that what is being preached is what the prophet said. You can ask questions. Whether it's in the Sunday school, you can ask the Sunday school teacher. Whether it's in any of the services, you can send questions. So, something that you said, but make sure that you add the preacher well. If possible, go back and listen to what has been said. If it is slip of tongue, we will say it is slip of tongue. Because every mortal is subject to slip of tongues, including Brother Branham. He has slip of tongues. So fivefold, he can have slip of tongues. If it is slip of tongues, it's a slip of tongues. But if it is what is the message, you get the quote. Come and see it here. See. We show you. I don't understand is better than I don't believe. I don't believe is a very terrible word. It makes your title an unbeliever. They walk out. Those disciples say, could believe a thing like that. There was Pharisees and Sadducees that had come out. They joined and waited with him. Because see, when the supernatural is displayed, it produces three different types. He did that in Egypt. He produced the unbeliever, the believer, and the believer. That is what Brother Paul called mixed multitudes. He did all three classes. Just go down here till we just go on and on through the night, explaining it how it is. Everywhere you find it, you see them three. Always that way. See, you find them. Now watch. These 70, they walk out because he didn't agree with what they believed to be right. They went away. They didn't have this type of revelation that Peter had. That to whom shall we go? Now watch. Okay. We haven't got no thought coming. That's believers now. It is what he said. You deny your own thinking. You just say what he says. That is really confession. Confession means say the same thing. If I confess that a certain thing taking place, I say the same thing that taking place. That is what real confession is. And is the high priest of our confession. See? Saying the same thing God said. That makes it right. Because you are just repeating God's word. Amen. Now notice, the 70 walk out. What did they do? They went out just because that they disagreed. Their wisdom, their church revelation was too much. That was too much for them to think that this man standing here, all the rest of the people believe that that was illegitimate born. He had no right to call himself God. And he was a just man. He was just a man, sorry. Said, we don't stone you for a good work you do. We stone you because you being a man, make yourself God. Because he told them, many works, good works have I shown you from my father. For which of them are you stoning me? He said, we are not stoning you for good works. But because you are a man, that is all that they see. Because they are looking at the outside figure. He came in the physique of a man. But inside of him was the Almighty God. That is Matthew 3:17 there about that the Spirit, the eternal Spirit came. That this is my beloved Son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. And God entered into him. And the prophet said that God and man became one. When they asked him, where is your father? He said, have I been so long with you, you have not known me? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because the Father is in him. Amen. The 70 went out. And the word said he was God. His name shall be called Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The very scripture that there is say all this. That this child that will be born, this is who he will be. But because he came out, that body came out of the womb of a woman, Okwari, they couldn't just make, they don't know the miracle that happened. The prophet said that Mary never had any sensation that the egg that formed the body of Jesus and the sperm was a creation by God's own spoken word. When God said, when the angel told the woman that you will conceive and have a son, that word placed the seed, the germ, and the egg there. That word that the angel spoke deposited that there, and it started growing. In the natural, a man and a woman meet, the egg come from the woman, the sperm come from the man, which the prophet said that out of that sperm contain million germs. The egg also contain plenty. And he said, predestination will make the one that is alive here to go and connect the one that is alive here to meet. He said it could be the last one from this one. It can be the one in the middle here, but they will crawl and meet each other. And that will determine whether it's a male, whether it's a whatsoever. All those things are determined by God. Nobody had a choice of what was going to be here. I don't have a choice that whether I want to be a man or woman. I don't have a choice of whether I will be a black man or a white. All those things are determined by God. Whether I will be short, whether I will be tall, whether I will be fat, whether I will be anything, God decided all that. When you see human beings that they are not satisfied, you know that they have not met the Prince of Satisfaction. They have not met God. This thing is more on women's side. They are not satisfied. That is why they always want to be taller than the height that God has given to them. And there are normal shoes that you don't need to be very tall. Now, suit yourself. Suit yourself. You can't live more than the seed that is inside of you. All these shoes, where you can use a big gun to cover everything. God sees it. God is seeing it. You will see brethren's nails today will be like that of Nebuchadnezzar. If you check people's finger right in church, you see them. Tall, tall. Some have spare about two or so. That I don't know what they leave that one from. Are you a tiger? All those things are worldliness. They are worldliness. Whether colorful or colorless paint, he is paint. He is paint. You always see some people sleep. I think you just eat oil finish. But my mama jarodorodoniye. He is paint. You are not yet a believer of this message. You are still a non-believer. Say, but I'm single. Look. The devil's angel can sing past you. Amen. You know, when it comes to dressing, it's the women that need to be extraordinarily careful. Otherwise, your name every day will enter the book of adulterers. Because men will lust after you. You have to protect your shape. That is a direct quote from the prophet. That shape that was designed by Satan. The prophet says Satan that designed it, make it curvy the way it is, to look attractive to sinful men. And you cannot trek 200 meters before you pass a number of sinful men. It's an individual decision. Amen. Right. And the very day that they were singing the psalm, the 22nd psalm, my God, why has thou forsaken me? All my bones, they stare at me. Not one bone shall be broken. The very song that they were repeating in the temple, there on the sacrifice, screaming the very words that David said 800 years before, and they were too blind to see it. And today, the very God that spoke of this age is on the scene, doing exactly what he said he would do. And they are too blind to see it. That is unbelievers. The world is rejoicing for a new pope. Our own rejoicing is different. Our own rejoicing is different. That we are seeing prophecy fulfilled, that the end is close. That's the source of our own rejoicing. The man is gentle. The man is a shepherd. The man, all those were rubbish. So was Judas. When that anointing comes on him, it will do according to, do you know, in the Old Testament, Two times Saul prophesied. I was not a prophet. Two times when he met prophesiers, himself prophesied. Is the anointing? Amen. Now the prophet said, that's unbelievers. They walk out and say, oh, I can't believe stuff like that. I never heard of that in my life. Don't make any difference what you have heard. The Bible said it will be here, and it is his word. Amen. They had never heard of that either. But it was there just the same. That's right. They were unbelievers. Just like Eve. Eve is one of the people the prophet talked about here. She was very religious, of course, so, but she did not believe the true word. And she had to make herself a religion. So she made some fig leaves, see, but it wouldn't work. Religion means covering. I'm a message believer, a covering. So it's my local assembly, a covering. Many have been our church member before that are now other church members. So church member does not save. Being a church, a particular church does not give you, doesn't endorse you that you are now a believer. There are places where the way they present the Holy Ghost matter is that the thing that makes you to come to the message of the hour, that is making you to rejoice when the preaching is going on, that is the Holy Ghost. It's more than that. It's more than that. Those things, it has happened plenty years down the road. Teaching of all the mysteries of the anointing. I mean, heavy anointing. That with the whole place will be shaking. But after just few months, everything scattered. Everybody behaving like an unbeliever. The king trusts everybody. Just like a fighting in church. Fighting in church. Nobody here say something. We have videos. Free for all fight. Carry people to police station. Brother or sister, police station. Yeah. But there is a genuine Holy Spirit. There is a genuine Holy Spirit that changes somebody's life. That even if they slap you, you will not respond back. There is a genuine Holy Spirit like that. That is correct teaching of Jesus Christ directly. If they slap you on the right, turn the left. It is only the Holy Spirit that can do that one, genuine one. But we are seeing today, people are not being heavily slapped like that, only words like that. If you see the way some so-called whatever will reply, hey, they will just go and bring a tanker of petrol and put matches. Whoa! Everywhere we scatter. You call that one the Holy Ghost? And yes, preachers that will preach, the whole place will shake. Thank God that we never point any of you to any man, not even to ourselves. We point you to Christ. Yeah. We point you to Christ. We ourselves, by the grace of God, we do everything to live by the same thing that we are preaching. But if we do otherwise, you should call it a question. Amen. Cain, he was also an unbeliever. He did the same thing. The prophet said he couldn't believe that that was right. He said God is holy, God is pure, and God is beautiful. So I will get me some flowers. And I take the flowers and I make a fine great altar. And I show my reverence to him. I will get up before him. And I bow down my before him. And worship that God. And I will put flowers on the altar. Because you know, my father and mother eat apples. Some fruit in the Garden of Eden. And that is the thing that brought me out. And so that is it. I will go back, and because I will make it beautiful. God just can't turn my big cathedral down. Why? I will be too big of a cathedral. I will make it so pretty till it will attract God's attention. The prophet says, Satan is the one that dwells in beauty. Amen. That's exactly what the scripture says. That's the reason sometimes a pretty woman is a bait for Satan. If he can get just out of her, he can twist more man into hell than he could with all the bad rooms in the country. That's right. See? Or handsome, some great handsome man that wouldn't stand up in his trueness of manhood. See? Again, he can swing them, the women, to the devil and send them and to send them to hell. Amen. If you are beautiful, give it to Christ. If you are handsome, give it to Christ. If you don't give it to Christ, Satan will make use of it. Though they said that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Depends on who is looking. Because sometimes what is beautiful in this one's eyes, this other one didn't see it. But like I said, true beauty is character. But people that are lost, some of them, they will only meet with a girl once and leave her. Go to another one. Stolen water is sweet. Go to another one. Go to another one. Some have sweet tongue. They can tell lie until the dead will almost rise. And women, you know, their own, if you can tell them some things, their ear will just come out like anything. Some men hasn't got nothing, but they will just use mouth to say they have everything in the world. God be merciful. A pretty woman is a bait for Satan. Notice, Satan dwells in beauty. What did he try to do in the beginning? Make a more beautiful kingdom than Michael's was. Move over in the north and took two tests of the angels with him. See whose son that was then. Had that nature in him. Satan's son. Certainly it was. Now he built the altar and he knelt down and he worshiped. He went through everything that Abel did. Amen. Now, Cain is the serpent seed. The Bible explains it plainly. Except for somebody that don't want to hear. I always thought that why are some people fighting this very doctrine in the time of the prophet? They don't like to hear serpent seed. But the Bible says it said it when God was judging the matter in the Garden of Eden. He told the woman that he will bruise your heel. That Satan, this serpent, will bruise the heel and your seed will bruise his head. There is serpent seed. Eve is the mother of all living. Adam is not the mother of all living. Because Eve gave birth to Cain. Adam is not the father of Cain. Adam is not the father of Cain. Cain, the prophet said, the characteristics that are found in Cain, they are not in Adam. The prophet said, if it is apples as they are saying, that made a woman that was naked before to realize that she was naked. Say, it's time we pass the apples round. Because now the women are naked. Even in the churches. They are naked. And they are singing with it. But what actually happened was that this animal beast, the Bible said, he called that serpent beast. And beast is not a reptile. The prophet said he was the closest to human being, closer than chimpanzee. You know chimpanzee? If you don't know chimpanzee, raise up your hand. If you don't know what is called chimpanzee, I'll lead the way from. You go to zoo, you will see chimpanzee there. You can even check it on the phone. Inanki. That chimpanzee, he can walk like this, with this hand down and this leg like this one. And also, he can also stand on his leg and raise up his two hands. If you throw it to him, he will catch it like a footballer. And he can be walking like this with these two legs. And if you look at his face, very dark, he is the closest to human being's face among all animals. The next to it is monkey. That have that resemblance of something. The prophet said, that beast that is called serpent, Ejogan was not the original name. Ejo, Ejo, that is why the interpreters call it Enrakoto Padadejo. The serpent was a beast that was walking then with his two legs. Looked like human being, but it was still a beast, not a human being. And the prophet said it was closer to human being that they can communicate with human being, and his seed can mingle with the seed of human being. Now, there is no seed of animal that can ever mingle with human being. It's not possible. But that's the only animal that could do it there. And with that, it was inside of that beast that Satan entered into. The devil that was cast out of heaven came and entered into the beast that they call Satan, because it's the one that is most subtle. Subtlety is of the devil. You know, we have our nativity, where we came from, with their characteristics. I'm sorry. I'm from Ijesha place. And Ijesha man is said to be very... I also have a Ijesha mama here. Look at me. I also have another one there. And Ijesha person, when lagidi, just like Ekiti people, they are very stubborn. Two, they are very stingy, because they like money. And so on and so forth. We also have the Ibadan people, with their conditions or whatever, the Ibadan lemma. Hey, Timo Laipo. We have your Oyo Fayomole. Oyo Odo Bale. Inu Elosu. Is an adage in Yoruba. Yes. But when somebody become a Christian, all these things cannot manifest inside of you. Yes. If they are manifesting, the person is not yet born again. That's how we have all other tribes do. Igbo and the rest of it. I can shower Igbo man with money. Igbo man with money. If Igbo man never cheat you, that business never good. Igbo man. Are you an Igbo man? I just ask. That is where we are born. In this natural whatever. Like Brother Abraham was born by Harish and whatever is the other one from his father. And that gave him that nature of extreme anger. With it, only God knows how many people will have killed in this life. To the extent of promising his dog that will kill human being for him. The man that poisoned his dog, Mr. Short, a policeman. He promised the dog when he was burning the dog that I'll get the man for you. And he took his gun, he was going to the police station. It was his father that jacked it out of his hand. Then he said, okay, what I will do is that when he's on the road doing his work, I will pretend that my vehicle is faulty. I'll go and hit him. And he said he meant it. It is because of how he was brought up, where he was born. It's a combination of two evils together. The two families, they are terrible sources. Say there's no religion in their home at all. But when he met God, that ends it. He said you can tie rope on him and drag him everywhere. He said he always believed that a man that will beat a woman is not a man. He said, but one day when a woman was talking and was insulting his mother, He said, if that has happened a year before that, he said, we'll have broken that principle. In other words, he will have beaten up the woman. That's the level of his anger. Wherever we came up from, under whatever circumstances we are born, that is why it's said to be new birth. The fourth of the first birth had problem. Now I was talking about the serpent. And the prophet said that that beast was handsome and very eloquent. He came to talk with Eve when Adam was not around. That is the reason that God said that woman should not preach. Anything that come on when the husband is not around, say, you wait, when my husband come, then you come and ask him. But you want to take it upon yourself to look, if the thing for you, now your fault. It was that beast. Because Eve was not dressed with any dress. No pants, nothing. Naked, like. And if you see a woman like that, that is grown up, stand up here, naked, there will be trouble. And it's not a mad woman whose body has been mangled and run over. Fresh, pretty, something that Satan decorated. Pretty Eve. Decorated to the last. Then that serpent came to meet her. Because Satan has entered into him. He wants to project his own children to this earth. Because he could not create. So he now came to discuss with Eve. That do you know that you are a woman and you are different from man? Eh? Did God say you should not do everything you like to do? Say, God told us, you are a woman, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. God knew that that area, if you touch it, your eye will be open. You will be wise like God himself. You will know and fight. But as for death, that God said, you can't die. A day here, they tell you. You can't die. God just said that one to maybe just scare you. But you cannot die. I tell you. The prophet in some sermons went further to tell us that he started touching the woman to bring the sensitivity. Something she has not experienced before. In a little while, she begins to feel fine with the thing. I feel like it's too small. Before you know what's happening, they started and did it. That act was what formed the pregnancy of Cain. It is no apple at all that the people are talking about. It's a deceit of the devil. Then if call the husband, where the husband came, say, come on. When you are away, this is what happened. Come, let me show you. Then he also was the one that taught the man how to do it. Then when both of them do it, then they now look for, okay. They couldn't stay in fellowship again. That's why you see some people dodge services sometimes. Not because of no money. Not because that they were sick, but because they are not in spiritual condition to see, look at the eyes of the brethren. But they will find some fine excuses and give. Why were you not in church? I went to somewhere. Where did you go? On Sunday. Where did you go? You are in a backslidden condition. Then God came. Came to the service. Called for Adam. And that was answering far away in a corner. Where are you? He said, I heard your voice. But I was afraid because I hid myself. Because I was naked. You are what? Naked. Who told you you were naked? Have you done what I asked you to do? What I asked you not to do? Say, no, Bimeo. It is the woman you gave me. Woman! What have you done? It not be me also. It is something that beguiled me. He the one that deceived me. And I did it. The forbidden fruit. It is forbidden today for a man and a woman, a boy or girl that is not married. It's forbidden. Then God summoned the meeting. Both Adam, Eve, and the serpent. As at that time, the serpent was still standing upright. What God told the serpent first of all was that, because of this thing you have done, upon your belly, you will go all the days of your life. A standing creature like this with two hands and two legs, it turned to a rope. All the limbs came off. Everything stretched out like this one. And he said, thus shall be your meat. You will crawl with that belly. You used to lie on the woman all the days of your life. That is how we now have snake. Snake was a perversion of the beast called serpent. And the prophet said that the science have tried to find the missing link between animal and man. He said, but they can't get it. Brother Abraham said that God changed the entire thing. He recreated it by deforming it to a rope that is crawling on the ground. Science couldn't find it. It's not traceable. May God be merciful. But that is the father of Cain. So in the house of Adam, Cain was a bastard. His father was not there. There's nowhere to trace his daddy. Even if he tell Eve, come and show me my daddy. Eve doesn't know where to go. Because it was a man that lived with her. And this is a rope on the ground. That's the father of Cain. But this Cain is already now a human being now. A seed of serpent now. His generation is still alive till now. They are the one that question God's word. They are the one that say it cannot be so. When God says they have a better, when God says this one, they have a better way that God should have done it. That is why women, when they scrape this thing that God is foolish to have put here in this place, they put lead. Because they believe that they know better than God. When God make them black, they say that God make mistake, they ought to be yellow. They will go and use chemical and be bleaching their body and then turn yellow. And they have to be toning it, what they call toning. That is maintaining that skin all the days of their life. Otherwise, the color it will produce, if you look at it, you will vomit. Go around today, you will see some people, when you look at their leg like this, you have to come out your eyes. Because the color it produces is not found in the market. It is because they want to be beautiful. Because God is not wise. Some have, they have a lot of things now, so they have the ones some go and inject themselves so that their boss will be bigger. Some go and inject their buttocks to be bigger. Some of them have died in the course of it. And now they also have things, material they also wear. To also give them, so men that is lost, be careful. You go and say, yeah, maybe go and propose to a girl that this is plastic that is on the breast. After the marriage, you can't say there's nothing there. You are finished. Since until there do you part. You have given your word, you are giving your word. That is your wife. If you say it deceives you, which type of deception? Are you going to say it to the open that it was the breast you are looking at? Are you going to tell people that it was the buttocks you are looking at? You won't be able to say it out now. There is no deception there. All the days of life, that is your wife. That's your wife. Until death do you part. You do otherwise, you go to the lake of fire. May God have mercy upon us. Unbelievers. See how they are children everywhere. And Cain was the first person to ask God questions. Am I my brother's keeper? He was the first murderer that shed the blood of his brother. They couldn't have been the same father. And it would be easy for him to kill him. What did he do? And Cain was given another opportunity to even go and rewrite his exam and copy his brother's answer. That simple, he couldn't do it. Because it's a seed inside. He went with a hard nature. He couldn't do it. A prophet made comment on it in different ways, several times. Say, the one I've done is the one I've done. If you don't take it or leave it. You know what I went through before I gathered the fruit? Before I make it beautiful like that. After all those, you're now saying, well, it's not okay. That's your problem. Cain made up his mind that if God will not accept his own worship, then he won't take worship from anybody. Because the only alternative that is present here is Abel. By the time I eliminated him, then I did not take my own. He has a way for everything. He raised up Seth in the place of Abel. If you look at Genesis 5, you won't find the name of Cain there. You go to Luke 3, you won't find the name of Cain there. It is missing. Because it's not the lineage of Adam. It is serpent seed. Amen. See, paragraph 168 says, and token, that's God token, do the same thing and live. But you think he would? He will forfeit his idea? No, sir. An unbeliever, they hold to their own idea. He was an unbeliever and he walked right out. That's right. Cain did the same thing. Nimrod did the same thing. Unbelievers, they don't believe. Nebuchadnezzar. Do you know Nebuchadnezzar have a lot of testimonies in his kingdom? Nebuchadnezzar was the one in power when God displayed his majesty through Daniel. To the extent that he himself was calling Daniel servant of the living God. This same Nebuchadnezzar, he still persecuted the three Hebrew children, wanting them to bow. Another spirit came up again. This same Nebuchadnezzar, when he had a dream, and Daniel interpreted it, and told him what his pride and his anger will do, and he advised him what to do. Did he take the advice? For where? He didn't take no advice. Unbelievers, they don't take advices. That is why, may God be gracious to us. When you go meet pastor, Pastor, I just want you to be praying along. There is something I want to do this, I want to do this one. And I just want you to be praying along. The pastor will pray along. Why? You went to ask for his prayers, not his advice. And he knows that you are not asking him for his advice. You are just asking for prayers. And he will pray along. His prayer cannot make what will happen to you to come out wonderfully, because the root of the thing is the thing you want to do. If you have asked for advice, and if you come and have made up your mind, don't come and ask for advice. If you have made up your mind what to do, don't come and ask for no advice. Because it will be worse for you. Silent church. Nebuchadnezzar became like an animal for 7 years, with his claws out, eating grass like animal. He never changed his dress for 7 years. After that, God changed him back to human being. Then he came to give testimony. Belteshazzar, his son, he was there watching the things that are happening. This same man, still, he still went on his own tantrum. He still began to worship his idols and begin to carry concubine and the rest of it. Until one day God was tired of him. And the handwriting on the wall was written. Many tequila fasting. And they brought Daniel to come and read it. And Daniel read it. Before he read it, if you go and look at that chapter 5, you will see the prelude. Daniel recounted to him the things that had happened before him, that he witnessed, and he said, with all these examples before you, you see God the way you are going. God has given us examples. If we don't look at the examples and make use of it, whatever we fall inside is our fault. That will be our fault. That day marked the end of his kingdom. Why? Because it displays stubbornness. You talk of Ahab, the same thing. Ahab, it was one kind, the prophet called him a borderline believer. It was his wedding that, from his wedding up, that his life was exposed. He went to go and marry an unbeliever. And the prophet told us that under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. He received a sermon up to today. Under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. Watch it, a believer. Unbeliever used to marry unbeliever. Sometimes unbeliever in the church used to marry unbeliever outside. Both of them are unbelievers. If you see anybody do that one, he is an unbeliever in the church. He was only saying that he believed, he did not believe. Someone that believes, he will take the word of the prophet serious. Because that is the mouthpiece of God in this generation. Let me say this again. Just put it in your whatever. When you see a girl, go and say yes to an unbeliever. My personal understanding and conviction is that there are stories that cannot be told. Too many things that cannot be said. And the message requires the girl to confess all her past to the boy before they exchange the vow. And when they discover that all these stories cannot be told anybody and they will go ahead, then they go. That's my personal conviction. You may have your opinion about it. That's my opinion. I won't answer any question on it. No, sure. Every man is entitled to his own opinion. I've already told you it's my opinion about it. And that is it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. These unbelievers that walk out of these messages, we have had many people here. Well, let me say that we are still praying for those who are still alive, that God will make them to return. I'm not saying that change local assembly. I'm saying that walk out of the message of the hour. Because it's something dangerous. You know, like the teacher was saying in the Sunday school. You have been told. When Cain was to leave God's presence, God marked him. He put a mark on him. And the prophet said, paragraph 185, as we close now. This third class, we'll talk about it another day. And this message of the hour that we are now enjoying, the presence of God. Is it the presence of God? The latter day, the evening time, when the lights are shining. Are the lights shining? And the things that have been opened up, those are the mysteries. And the word vindicated and proved to be the truth. Both prophesied comes to pass. All too scientific and everything prove that it is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's this message. And a man walk out on that is an unbeliever. He's beyond hopes. He's numbed by the power of Satan. So there is no hopes for him. He is beyond hopes. I didn't say it. The person is beyond hope. No hope for him. After you have known that this message came from the throne of God, after you have known that God sent a prophet, this is the only age that God allowed himself to be photographed in the form of the pillar of fire. All the generation before us, it never happened. And this thing was done by someone who does not even believe the prophet. It was done by the critic. And it was done in a meeting when the message was being criticized. I was listening to a sermon recently. The prophet was saying that Roy Davis, that somebody told him that he's in the audience. Was it the sermon we listened on Friday? Sir? It is. Say Roy Davis, that somebody was saying he's in the audience. That was 1964. This is the message that Roy Davis in the early 30s said that he cannot, all that the prophet is saying is not. One of the outstanding miracles that happened in this age, it was the same Roy Davis that sent the patient to the prophet. Critics, people that thought I cannot be God, they saw God proving. There is no excuse. Honestly, the people that I've seen so many come to the message and left, and I don't know why, except that they are not part of the message. Rapport said, if they have been part of us, they will no doubt have continued with us. He said they left us because they are not part of us. And they left the message and went back and settled in the denominations. A brother one time said he went to see his wife and children in the denomination where they went. They said that it's just like the message. It's just like the message. How can light be like darkness? How can darkness be like light? These are people that stood there and sang specials. People that have stood and gave testimonies. People that have said that they thank God for the message of the hour. Where are you? And God has all the record with him. Then where will you stand? Where will you stand? When you have the opportunity, lay on your face and pray until you actually have eternal life. I feel one kind when I see some people coming haphazardly, just do anyhow, a lot of unseriousness. Those are the kind that go out later and go and become like Lot in denomination. May God have mercy upon us. God bless you. Olorun ma je ku sonu bi ajo. Olorun ma je ka ku sonu bi ajo. It's a Yoruba idiom prayer that we should not. Another preacher said, "Olorun ma je pare bi so." No, people used to make contributions. Sometimes that's what they call a job. Sometimes the thing will just end abruptly. And some people will suffer it. When you mess, it's a gas. It goes and blends into the atmosphere and it will go off. I believe that God called everybody, but make your calling and your election sure. If you have questions in your mind, settle it. If you are not sure of how you started, we don't pay money to restart. We don't pay money to ask questions. We don't pay money to talk to God. We don't pay money. If the enemy is troubling you, bring requests. Whichever way. But don't just sit like a wallflower. Call me and go back. The prophet preached a message which he brought him something from 4 John chapter 4, the text. I can't remember the title quickly now. The prophet said that when you come to a church, find out what they teach, what they believe there, so that you'll be able to understand the thing. Don't just follow the crowd. Ask questions. I'm not clear about this thing they talk about water baptism, or about God hair, or about women covering, or about men's hair that should not be too bushy. This, that. I don't understand it. There is scripture for all of them. There are scriptures. May the Lord be our help. You people that come to church to sleep, May the Lord deliver you from every evil. Sometimes I will see men of timber and caliber. They will sleep. If your wife asks you a question at home on what was preached, what are you going to say? You say, go and ask the preacher. The Bible says you should answer your wife. Answer your wife. If you are not, it's not clear to you, you should be the one that will first of all come and answer it. Because if a sermon is preached and you don't understand, especially as a man, ask the preacher. So that if your wife asks you a question, you will have the answer. But when your wife knows that you don't know your A from B, then she will write question herself. Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads. As we bow our heads and bring this service to a close, we have the privilege at all times to talk to our Maker, because He called us. He called us by Himself. We did not call ourselves. I don't want to be an escort. I don't want to be a spectator. And I don't want to be a tout. Whatever. Me, with all my heart, I believe that I am a genuine article of the Almighty God, a seed of Jehovah God that was in Him before the world began, that has come to display here. So whatever God is doing here is part of me. I'm interested. I must know it. I must see myself in it. I must see His glory in my life. I must be displayed as His ambassador. Would there be someone that would like to be remembered in prayer? We have a couple of them at the altar. And even if you are outside, you can talk to God outside. You can make a request outside. But a day is coming when all these things will end. Services will end. We don't know when. Don't follow the crowd. Be sure God is doing something in your life. Young ones that are already at the age of accountability, remember, you will stand with your 2 feet by yourself. Not under the name of your parents, it's you as an individual. You have to answer for yourself what you have heard. If you put the hands up, I request the pastor to kindly pray for me.
My dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for another opportunity again today. Close to 2 or more than 2 hours we've been in your presence, Lord, listening to a portion of the message of our day. Thank you for your servant that you said to us in this generation. We are very grateful to you for the manifestation of the gift, the prophetic gift that we have witnessed as it has been written in the Bible, as it was with the prophetic offices in the past. We have seen it demonstrated in our day. And we are sure that your word came unto him. We are very grateful unto you. Thank you for this portion again today. Lord, 3 kinds of unbelievers. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to sit and hear your word. After we have heard it again this morning, so this afternoon, some of your children at the altar, some have raised their hands in the audience, asking for one thing or the other. We know that you know what his needs are. We know you know what his desires are, because you are God. You know all things. There's no secret before you. Everything is open before you with whom we have to do. We are asking at this hour, whatsoever those things might be that your children are asking for. Lord Jesus, might be a closer walk with thee, might be baptism of the Holy Ghost, maybe re-infilling, maybe healing, whatsoever those needs are, may you meet with everyone at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Now, may this request, O God, may they turn to testimonies. Let it be our Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant that you have used. Replenish him for the virtue that has led him. Take all the glory and honor. We look forward unto you for the afternoon, through evening, the last meeting for the day. While we are thanking you for this, and also the Sunday school that we have already had. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Just take this in as we dismiss, because the time is fast spent. Shall we rise, please? 151. One of them.
One of them.